Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Fryer Podcast. I am your friendly name, the Frank Fryer. Thank you, Father Nick, for supporting to you all from Middletown, New York. And I'm still going to be putting the interior cast on hold for another week. As I'm getting into the fifth and sixth dwelling place of the interior cast, I just find much more of an Easter flavor, for lack of a better word. And, you know, so I'm just going to kick those down again. You know, kick those not down to the earth, but, you know, kick them down the road. To Easter time, and I'm just trying to find those little wheelhouses that'll really just with Easter, so like just go to get together, you know, like peanut butter and jelly. So today I'm sort of want to, you know, this episode and next episode I'm going to be talking about the cross. You know, I'm working on my, you know, by the time I'm recording this, my Palm Sunday homily, aspects of it will be my Good Friday homily, and I'm just sort of, the image I keep going back to, okay? I try to find different purviews of the cross every year, and for whatever reason, this year, as I was preparing for Palm Sunday and just kind of wrestling with it, the notion of the saturated wood of the cross has kept coming back to me. You know, the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ being saturated with his blood, just being covered with his blood. And I haven't been able to shake it. I'm like, you know, I try to like, maybe I'm like, all right, you know, maybe it's just my mind doing something here. Let me try to this, and let me read it from this person. Let me read. And I just keep getting the saturated wood of the cross. That's where my mind's at this year. And, you know, and with that, you know, I've just been on the blood of Christ because of it. You know, one of the things that we're well aware of throughout the Old Testament is that, you know, obviously the rules about, you know, blood. And, you know, we don't need, you know, Old Testament, the figures in the Old Testament following the laws in the Old Testament, you know, didn't eat, you know, blood and certain things, didn't deal with animals with this sort of thing, didn't want to mess with this sort of blood, etc. You know, menstruating blood, all this sort of stuff. There's all these things about blood in the Old Testament. And one of the things about blood is that it signifies life. It is it's the conveyor of life. And to take it upon oneself is, in a certain way, to steal or to take life from one to impart it upon yourself. And of course, we have a creature within mythology that sort of encapsulates that, and that's the vampire, you know, stealing the blood of another to give itself life. And yet, for us Catholics who have been accused of cannibalism, you know, blood eaters, these sort of things, Christ has given us his blood. And through that has given us his life, that eternal life that was spilt for us from the cross. And, you know, you just, if you listen to the liturgy, you know, obviously institution narrative, you know, the blood, the sign of the new covenant, you know, mentioned in the institution narrative. The Palm Sunday, I believe it's the Collect Prayer talks about, or it's the preface about the blood of Christ. I think it's the preface about the blood of Christ, you know, justifying us now. You know, Paul's written about this. And I just, for myself, I find that call to set before that saturated cross. Like, because most of the time it's always, well, the cross is brown, it's wooden, right? So it's going to be brown. But now it's like, But no, the cross would have been profoundly red because of the blood on it and maybe hues of red, you know. So I find that the color palette, for lack of a better word, of the cross in my head being shifted around because of this call to sit with that aspect of the cross, that it was saturated with the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And with that comes the transformation when we take this blood into ourselves, when we receive communion. This is why going to communion is so important. And as things, you know, as we're, people are getting the vaccination and, you know, we're able to get back together, it's important that if you've been away from Mass for a while, that you get back into the movement of Mass. You know, I'm noticing more and more people going to confession. I've noticed people coming up to me leading up to Palm Sunday. Oh, it's been almost a year. It's been a full year since I've been. I feel comfortable now, you know, or I've got one of the two vaccines, or I know more people are being vaccinated, so I feel more comfortable going out, and et cetera. But we need to be people that are open to being present and receiving communion together. Of course, this always is about being prudential. If you don't feel safe, don't feel guilty. I know I'm here in the Archdiocese of New York. We still have the dispensation from Sunday obligation. I know not every diocese in the U.S. is that way, but, you know, this is a diocese by diocese thing. You know, rural dioceses have less of an issue maybe than packed city dioceses down in New York City, you know. So that's, you know, I leave it up to the bishops. I'm not a bishop. God bless them. I leave it up to them. I just do what my bishop asks, or Cardinal Dolan. And I, you know, maybe this might be something for you all to just sit, you know, how do you, what's the color that you put to the cross in your mind? What's the color you put to the cross in your heart? You know, do you dance around the blood as I have? I haven't even been aware. You know, I've been a priest for 3 years, you know, and I have been dancing around the fact that I haven't been really putting that notion of blood to the cross yet. And I've been, you know, I was received fully into the church in college, and I just, you know, the Lord is always, you know, it's when it's his time, you know, to wake us up to something. And it's just really been striking me in the transformation that comes through participation in that blood of Christ. And what does it mean to, you know, and the cross is not just his cross, it's also my cross, it's our cross, because of the inside of Colossians 1:24. I complete what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ for the sake of his body, the church. So, you know, what color do I view my cross? Do I see it with the blood of Christ on it? You know, I've been asking myself that question, so I put that question out to you all. So I just want to talk a little bit and share a little bit of the passion that's been coming up inside of me because of this notion of the saturated wood of the cross that's really been striking me as I've been preparing for Palm Sunday and Good Friday. So I hope this all helps you. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today. If you like what I'm doing here, please make sure to click that subscribe button and leave a little review for me. It really does help other people find me. And if you want more of my content, head over to my website, thefrankfryer.com. There on my website, frankfryer.com, you can find links to YouTube videos I've done. I've put some of the YouTube videos. You can find things I've written. You can find a little backgrounds that I made that you can download. You can also email me through my website, all of this at thefrankfryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.